Blog Talk Radio.
Went from hands on the wheel to hands on my thigh, hands on my body in the back of the Porsche. I'm in love with your fingertips, I reminisce places you kiss, girl, it's been too long. And when you rock them short nails, that's low-key sentimental. Now keep them cut, though, so there ain't no incidentals. And I learned them tattoos, I still gotta learn them all. Tell me when you're gonna make them the right answer.
Rocking LCU, I park the Porsche and drop the top. You drop your dress, I'll take the stress away from you. You begging me to make a move, I'm begging for a sip of juice. You bet my favorite kind of fruit, you are my favorite kind of muse. One day when I get back to the world, I'm gonna thank you on a stage. You deserve every kind of praise, because of you I learned to pray. Thank you for loving all my ways, come here and put it on my face. It's like you know how good you taste.
Yeah.
me up and put your dinner on the table. Don't stop, I won't stop till I feel it in the right spot. Now I'm on top, yeah, I said it. Give it to you right, you won't forget it. Boy, get out your feelings and forget it.
Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's it's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Tried to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's me say it now. Why is it so hard to figure out? I need you every day, believe me when I say it. Thank you.
got plans.
You got plans.
Don't say that.
Shut your trap.
I'm sipping wine.
Trisky.
In a robe.
Trisky.
I look too good.
Look too good.
To be alone.
Ooh.
My house clean.
House clean.
My pool warm.
Pool warm.
Just shake.
Smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the key swing.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 50 Radio Presents the 100 Drupa 2.0, number 3, Menage a Trois. While we're getting our musical order together, we just want to make sure that you understand that the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Series continues to draw the best of the best erotic poets from all over the country, different places, spaces, blogs, vlogs, and radio stations. Diverse is literally a universe of erotic poetry. This is all erotic poetry, no politics. This is the second season of the Honey Dripper, all right? So it continues to push the boundaries of the genre with today's topic, which is the mood, the vibe, the feeling, menage a trois, all right? So batting this out, making sure that you understand, is the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Collective, who will be putting on an amazing array of collaboration, sensual and erotic poems, also with an open mic, so you can also participate. Now, here are the rules. There is no disrespect to any of the people that's happening. Please feel free to comment on the event page. Please feel free to comment on the event page. We have an amazing person, Dane Devereaux, who will be rocking with us and going back and forth the event page and posting things. Make sure that you say your name and your pieces clearly because people are listening and they need to know who you are. Now, more importantly, we're here to have a good time. We're not here for a long time, but we're here for the good time, all right? And so we're gonna mix and match and do certain things, and I will tell you that there are certain people doing certain things, so if I'm going to bump you in a line, I will come and tell you because certain people have to do certain things at certain times. But with the lineup we have a very nice open mic we're going to start out with. We're going to rock with that open mic before we get to the Honey Drippers and make sure this happens. I will be joined by the newest Honey Dripper, the lovely Angel Kim. We call her the voice of choice. I'm going to bring her in right now. Miss Angel Kim, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I happen to be fine. I happen to be fine. See, the voice. This is how this works. This is how it goes on. Now, in tag team fashion, we will comment and do things on the panel, give people flowers very briefly. We will not make a lot of comments. We might bring in somebody for some extra things. However, we do not have a lot of time, and we have a lot of poets, so we must get started. So, Ms. Angel, are you ready?
I'm ready when you're ready.
All right, so we're going to bring in one of the dopest poets around, the OG, the elder statesman, badass himself, Mr. Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Joe.
Hey, good evening, Mojave. How you doing, brother?
It's a super fantastic, and introducing my co-host, Ms. Angel Kim.
Good evening, Ms. Angel Kim. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure's all mine, love.
All right, so
you're a beautiful voice, you're right.
Tried to tell you. All right, All right, so we're going to get started. Joe, do you have something to appease the crowd? And you are the lead off hitter of tonight's event. I'm assuming that you have something quite marvelous for us you to share with us. Yes.
Yes, indeed. I hope so. This piece is titled Threesomes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mute my mic. Angel, you mute yours, and feel free to engage.
Threesomes. He wanted a threesome. His woman, his lady, he begged and begged. Come on, baby. You know I'm a freak. This will be our treat. She's more than willing, and on the phone as we speak. Are you sure, my love? Are you sure you want this? It's a serious thing and not like a first kiss. I'm yours, but if you insist, let me talk to this miss. Has she done this before? Is a man cool with this? A woman's chat ensues. You assume logistical issues. You try and butt in, but she holds up the index finger. Excuse you as she holds the phone down. She takes a hard look at you. She waits and hesitates. If I do this thing for you, can you promise no mistakes? You've not said a word. She picks up the phone and questions. You heard? Are you sure? I'll ask this last time. If I give you your fantasy, will I get mine? The freak speaks so bold, hop down for whatever. Let's get this thing going, it's all about pleasure. The date sets and she arrives and you all get acquainted. Will it end up soft sail with the love tainted? Drinks flow, the conversation goes from casual to freaky. You scope the addition like you're trying to be sneaky. The lady speak up, come on super freak, do something. Don't look, you've been begging for weeks. Passion flows and you're in the throes. And two women, heaven knows. You get that glow, you stay on grow as you watch her suck your woman's toes. Your lady writhes as she's licked. The stranger backs up on your yes, trick, bang that shit. She's talking trash and you're loving it. More and more, you three come in waves. bodies tangled, hearts enslaved. The night ends and all went well. She leaves you spent, your woman's body soaked as hell. 2 weeks pass, then 4, then 2 months. Your love life has peaked. Now your woman says she wants to freak. He grabs the phone, thinking of that night. He dials a number, but it's busy, all right? She holds up the phone. It's okay. She's here. Remember what we talked about that night, my dear? Her man's a freak, too, and she invited me, boo, to join in their threesome. I'm due there, too. Your chest is all swollen. But baby, wait. Come on now, baby. I'm almost late. Remember that call about 2 months back? Well, we set it up then. Oh, you forgot about that. You open the door. You claim you're a freak. This ain't no game when you're dealing with me. I was content with just being with you. Was I not enough? You had to have two? I guess men are all the same. He wants two as well. Foreign bodies love most often, oft times fail. All this talk about threesomes until she wants that freedom. Take care when you share, mon frere. This play is not meant for everyone. That's my piece. Thank you.
Miss Kim, you can unmute your mic. So, Joe, that was a serious piece, brother.
I appreciate that, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Perfect lead off. Absolutely. Perfect lead off.
So, you created, you drew me in, and you took me on this journey with you, and it was amazing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Miss Angel Mac. Appreciate that.
All right. So we're going to put you back in the queue. Thank you. Thank you for being our lead-off poet for this incredible evening of Menage a Trois and the Honey Drippers 2.0, number 3. We're going to move from you, all right, to C-Double 34 Music.
Mahabi, you got me in here. I'm right here.
I know. And that's what it is. Listen, we ain't going to do no talking, brother. We ain't going to do no talking. We just going to mute our mics. We're going to cut this music, and you let go and be free. All right?
All right. Will do. Okay, this piece is called Is Anybody Listening in this remix? Shh. I got to break this down. Because I don't want nobody else to hear our sounds. We've got too many voyeurs taking voyages in our private oceans floating with buoyancy and ripple effects that I've got your nipples erect pertaining to how we flow in bed. I got to break this on down. Is anybody listening? You ask questions in this bedroom like your name's Delilah amidst the background music of Minnie Riperton. Let me ride inside your love. How I got my upper body strength with my having your legs to the sky, controlling all earth, wind, and fire. Water gushing deep inside you. Come on now. And don't wait for later. Let your molten lava embrace me as I penetrate and taste you gracefully. Shh. Is anybody listening? I heard pacing as we keep the pace. Dancing on this mattress, yes, that's it. Total satisfaction yet. I'm not done yet. I'm greedy, so bring yourself back over here. I've got more in this reservoir, and that wasn't the last drip. Baby, that was actually not a game, and it's not a game. It's practically practice. We make masterpieces on canvas, and I'm ready for the main course in this event because that there was just a snack miss. We got to break it on down. Is anybody listening? My mission is to communicate in you by launching this missile, infiltrating your targeted center, affecting your neurological senses as you bend from my extended, hardened member that's rendered you limber. Through your navel, commanding semen to be in sequence with you, screaming my name, making neighbors call 911 emergency as our bodies merge in heat. And you know, Jacques Cousteau and 20,000 leagues couldn't get this deep. I don't expose our victorious secrets as we become adhesive in this sticky sweetness like we've bonded in Flex Seal. Wait, did you bring Jezebel here to mess with me? Break it down. Is anybody listening on this mattress? Asses clapping. Heard from Aspen to Miami. We set the standards, breaking sound barriers to our ultimate advantage. Damn, you're good. This is not intended to be in front of studio audiences, but you both have my applause here. We don't have to make love when we're already that in our existence and we do our job. And I got you both singing mezzo-soprano in this opera. This is my standing ovation without drug enhancements. And I got them draws. It's none of your business how we get it in. And they don't know about this here. So we don't give two freaks if they have been listening. I'm sorry, neighbors. We, by our decibels, broke noise compliance, waiting until the next time. What's that? Oh, yeah. That would be the sounds of silence. So y'all come back now, you hear, and stop by again. I'm here to give you the rest of the story, but don't expect us to be on the couch talking to Maury. And that's that piece.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. C-Double-34 Music, the voice of all choice, the music maker, the man. Oh, I see everybody's in grand form this evening, sir.
Thank you very much for enjoying that. Had to remix that one.
Listen, what is dope, what is really, really dope. I appreciate you. Ms. Kim?
Oh, we were listening, trust and believe. I mean, he said Jacques Cousteau couldn't get this deep. Say, yeah, I loved it.
Thank you, Ms. Angel Kim, and good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, too.
All right, so we're going to put you back in the queue. We're going to go from you, and stick around, enjoy the show. We got more for you. We're going to go from
you. Thank you, brother.
Sorry about that, CW. I'm sorry if I cut you off early. We're going to go from you to one of Philly's finest, Mr. 668.
Hey, what's going
Mr.
on?
668. What's happening? What's happening? What's going on,
How
brother?
You doing? Good.
I'm in fine form. What's up, sir?
Somebody said erotica.
Yeah. I see you say erotica, and poof, you appear. All right, so we're not going to spend no time We just going to get to the meat and bones of it. I'm going to mute my mic. Miss Angel Kim's going to mute her mic, and we're going to let go and be free. You ready?
I'm ready.
The mic is yours.
Last night I wandered through your savagery. Thought I'd lost my mind just to find out it was grand larceny. Got caught up in the pathways of your meridian, somewhere between the witching hour and 2 a.m. tastings, a place where dialectic on intellectual debauchery became a 2 a.m. discourse on your pussy's philosophy, and I ate you like blasphemy, and you fucked me like tyranny, rode my tongue like an algorithm, you called it FaceTime. I called it ventriloquism, tongue spooned you like salvation and superstition wrapped in the damnation of a cataclysm, etched my name into the thickest parts of your moans and vanished into the gorgeous thrill of your orgasm, and ever since, I have hungered for the sleek of your imagination, the slender of your thoughts, famished for your soft meat fondue for the creamy thighs, the leftovers left over from a night of reckless dining where dripping clits come in 31 flavors and branded back bites are served with a slice of sweet areola pie where neckties rain and chokes hold pussy and escrow, the ebb and flow, the push and pull, we fuck the moon and dance like wolves, and I must admit, your kisses are subterfuge and your mouth still haunts me, the pulp of your diction, the taste of brilliance in your speech, a plentiful mouthful of sensuality that flutters at the back of your throat like the purring sound of fire, and I just want to wade in the spittle of your mouthpiece and passionately drown in the depths of your soul, burning up in your atmosphere like a vampire standing fearlessly in the incendiary sexuality of your dawn in hopes that you will resurrect my intellect, fetishize my dialect, and brutalize a fantasy or two. Miss that piece.
Down on the way to the beach. Four bad chicks in the middle of the street. Roll right up and they all hopped in. Now we in the sand having lunch on me. Told a girl don't let your pee get wet. We about to grab some drinks and head to my condo. You could be my weekend guest. I'm in the head, so I know we about to get started. One thing led to the next. Now she got her hands all over my body.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is Philly's finest, Mr. 668, dope poet. Don't see him a lot, but when he comes, y'all come. Miss Angel Kim, Miss Angel Kim.
Wow, that was my first time ever hearing you. And when I tell you your wordplay is fire, oh my God. You definitely have some things wet, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Don't be a stranger. Don't be a stranger. Get my inbox. Holler at me, bro. You know.
All right. Bro.
Let me know what's going on with you. All right, Pimpin'? I'll talk to you soon.
Right.
I'm going to put you in the inbox. Thank you for coming and blessing us with dope pieces. Thanks for everybody who's come through and blessed us. All right. Because our open mic is very, very limited. Because we have a lot of stuff to present for you this evening. All right. So, Mr. 668, I'm going to put you back in the queue. Thank you for coming. Dope shit, as always. And I'm going to move from you. Peace. I'm going to move to you, to Sir Lawrence.
Evening, sir.
What's happening, Sir Lawrence? How are you, sir?
Better than ever. Better than ever. How's everything?
All right. So, We good, we good. We're not gonna do a lot of talking, brother. We're gonna get to the meat and bones of it. Do you have a piece for us, sir?
I do indeed.
All right. Well, I'm gonna mute my mic. I'm gonna clip this music, mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
What is her name? One would have to agree with that much personality. Surely she has a name. Now, we both know she will let you know she's there. Since we haven't met, I can only imagine her amatory as I see you and her being very close, taking the time to deal with her with much care, even down to brushing her hair. Her lips, even though lately she hasn't had much to say. Would she be more talkative with the right microphone? You know, if a thermometer isn't inserted properly, you can't get an accurate body temperature. The best part of anything is the middle or center, like tasting something good to eat. When you take it from one side of your mouth to the other, the real savoring is the anticipation on its way to the other side. The thought of her succulence makes me continue. Her warm moistness surrounding and cascading over me will make me take you to the place where you hide your bag of freedoms. Should we ever meet, our intimacy will cause me to name her if she doesn't already have a name. For me, you see, it's being in tune with positive pressure, like a key when inserted into a lock. Key will unlock the door, but one must turn on the knob to open the door. Then there's admittance into the room. Once in the room, discoveries take place, like what's in the room. How do the walls feel? Is the floor slippery? Do I need to nudge some furniture to come all the way inside? Have you noticed that there are three levels and lower? That's the difference of running in and out or taking the time to notice. You know, whatever her name is, somehow I feel I already know her. Sir Lawrence.
Thank you, Sir Lawrence, for that dope piece. We appreciate you coming through. And whatever her name is, and however she her name is, that's how we're rocking.
See?
I want to know her name, my damn self. So.
All right, thank you, Miss Kim.
All right. All right, So we're going to put you back in the box. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for participating in the Honey Dripper 2.0 number 3 for the Menage a Trois. So I'll back through more excellent poetry. I'm going to put you in the inbox. I'm going to put you back into the queue, and I'm going to move over to from you to MD Live. Hold on. MD Live, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm already back soon.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're not going to spare any expense. Do you have an erotic poem to share, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'm going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called Middle of the Night. I came home tired from work, but seeing the room illuminated by the candles and you in that mini nightgown rejuvenated my energy. As you lay there, I went to take my shower. Lathered up with soap, I called for you to wash my back. Little did I know you was already there. As I leaned back to wash the soap from my dreads, I could feel a cool breeze as you pulled the curtains back and joined me. You began to slowly wash the soap from my body, taking your time to clean my entirety. As I conditioned my hair, I felt your lips press against my chest, kissing me seductively. Your hand began to touch and caress my body as the waters rained down over me. You used your tongue to follow the waterline down the center of my chest until you reached the final point of which the water drips. I leaned further under the shower head, as you take me fully erect into your hand. Kneeling before me, you looked up and say, "I'll stop if you want me to, but I can't speak. I am feeling this moment." Then you take me into your mouth as the water washes over me like a waterfall. You await the moment I am ready to explode, but I can't. Or should I say I'm holding back? I stand you up, give you a passionate kiss, spin you around, and give you this dick. We spend our time in the middle of the night having sex in the shower by candlelight. In peace.
Truly the greatest, baby. All hail to my favorite lady. And I would elevate your name, but I'm saying you already an angel, baby.
MD Live. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me bring this down just a little bit. Because I believe this is your first time on my show, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for the dope piece and breaking your Honey Dripper virginity here on the show. Miss Angel Kim?
I definitely hope it won't be his last, because I love the sensualness he brought out in that piece.
Thank you. It definitely won't be my last.
All right. Just make sure you check in. Here at Pippi Radio, I'm here every Tuesday, but the Honey Dripper is once a month. We do themes. The Erotic Collective of Erotic Poets does some amazing things, but stay tuned. You're about to see some things happen. Thank you for coming. I'm going to put you back in the queue. All right,
buddy.
And I'm going to go from you to Tigress. Tigress, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Welcome to my show here on Epiphany Radio Universe. This is the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 3, Menage a Trois, second season. Thank you for making it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. Do you have a piece, an erotic piece you'd like to share?
Yes, I do.
Well, listen, I'm going to mute my mic. And you let go and you be free.
Okay. It's my sizzle when I just, it plays music like a fiddle. Sounds like a flooded whistle, shooting wet missiles. It juices with finger and tongue twiddles, secreting punani drizzles, milky silky cream whey. Squirting all in your face, shines up my clean shade, helps mommy hit nice deep waves, gives your face a creamy glaze, that G-spot packs a mean jump. Yeah, she squirts, she tastes as sweet as Miss Butterworth. That sweet nani syrup will make your lips swirl, have you in a different world. Can you make me shake, make my nani have an electric quake? She will draw you in, thick walls for a deeper swim. Her moisture helps to slide and to glide. Even when you're eating, your tongue might get tongue-tied. You ready for a punani buffet? Bring the plate. Just tell me where to set it. I'll tell you to come and get it. Make sure you eat all of it. It's my treasure jewel. Shines like a diamond in a wet pool. This G-spot gets nice and hot. Melts ice on the spot. Come here, catch the drop. This is all about my erotic G-spot. Tigress, Team Hungry, and Eat.
I just don't, think they understand the type of shit you into, you know. You like it. Sorry.
Fucking your deep, taking pics on my phone.
Sorry.
Put you to sleep when you wake up, it's on.
Sorry.
I'll violate all the meat on your bones.
Okay. Well, well, well. Tigress. Juice box. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Well, I guess I can't go to your show and blow it up anymore. You just came over to my show and blew it up. Just pushing the juices all over the place. Squeezing the juice box. Squeezing. Okay. Miss Angel Kim.
Yes, baby.
What do you think of the poem?
I mean, she had me at the opening line. I mean, yes, I loved it.
Wow.
That whole drizzle, oh my gosh. I can picture that.
What's the name of your show on Saturdays again, Tigress?
Majestic Inc.
Majestic Inc. 10 o'clock on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for stopping through. Stick around. We have some more erotic poetry for you. You'll get to see the Honey Dripper Collective in action, working within the Tiffany Radio Universe. Welcome to our network. Welcome to the universe. Glad to have you.
Okay.
It's your first time too,
thank
right?
You. Mm-hmm. Yes.
First time too. Don't make it your last. All right?
I won't.
Yes, I won't. Listen,
all
I
right,
think
so
she got some new fans out there.
Yeah, I think so. Please make sure that you leave comments on the event page. We're going to go over from you. I'm going to put you back in the queue. And I'm going to go from you to Miss Kelly Connor. Kelly Connor, how are you doing?
Hi, good. I'm sorry. I don't know how I interrupted the show. I'm sorry about that. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
As you know, it's an erotic piece. It's an erotic poetry show. Do you have some erotic poetry for us?
I sure do. And
okay,
I'm ready.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to mute my mic. You let go and you be free.
All okay. Right? This piece is called One Times Three. There is no doubt in my mind how you will manage this menage. The two of us vixens, a barrage of ass for you to grab and bite and suck, whatever you like. I can't wait to taste the both of you. This risky expose is overdue. Can I have you? Hey, sweet lady, that means you too. Things to make the blinds blush. I'm getting a rush just thinking about it. Damn, did I just gush just thinking about it? Damn, he has plenty enough to spare for two. His manhood got my attention before it stood. I don't usually listen to rumors, but I heard the loving is good. Almost too much, but I say never enough. And I love it rough and ragged. Breath jagged from being gagged. I don't even need you to brag. I need you to bang this thing up while I stop her juice up. Because it's wet in here. I got my scuba gear and I'm going down. I know how to move my tongue around. Make you make that sound. I'm a dick and pussy bloodhound. I'll make you both come in sequence. Bet you never had a freak like this. Let's do this. In peace.
Honestly. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kelly Connor. You had me. It's the get my scuba gear and going down for me.
Honestly,
that's what it was for me. That's it's the scuba gear for me. Angel Kim.
the whole charcuterie from me. I'm just saying it.
Right. I'm just
okay.
I'm just,
all right then.
I'm just saying. Listen. Oh man, listen. That's yo, and you got a comment. Someone wrote me. He said, "Go Kelly." Go Kelly. All right. So, ladies,
thank
if
y'all
gonna start bombing, feel free to bomb the page. Tell them directly. Don't tell me. This is Honey Dripper. I ain't got time for that. I do that for everything else. I'm not doing it for Honey Dripper. Go to the page and do it. Tell the post directly. All right. Thank you, Kelly Connor. We thank you for coming. It's your first time here too. All right. A lot of virgins. I'm telling you, Angel. There's a bunch of virgins coming up in the Honey Drippers here on Epiphany Radio Universe. For real entertainment.
I'm freaking virgins.
A whole bunch of virgins.
I'm a virgin myself.
Man, listen, I know you is, but you're a Honey Dripper, so that's a little bit different. But you know, we gonna have to talk to the boss man. Tell For Real about all these virgins coming up in here, man. What's going on? All right, so we're going to go from you, Kelly Connor. We're going to go from you, Kelly Connor, to Venom. All right, stick around. We have more poetry for you. We're rocking out. We're going to go from you to Venom.
Hey, my brother.
Hold on. What's happening, Venom? What's going on, bro?
Oh, man, I'm ready to get it in. Let's do it.
Listen, we ain't going to hesitate. I'm going to mute my mic, cut this music, and the mic is yours.
Let's go. All right. On her bed with legs spread, she works wonders by herself. With thick dildos, she rubs her clit, and she does it slowly as she began. You see her mind fantasizes of my dick, and as she has a devilish grin, you see her body is tingling and built for the fantasy of sin. As she slides into her slit, she opens to the thought of my shaft. So she thinks, if I would see her now, would I laugh or would I grin? You see, she throbs inside as her pussy, the dildo, glides. You see, her hairless mouth responds to the fake dildo dickhead as she slits between and divides her, allowing her lips to be pushed to the side. You see, her mind's eye, she sees me giving her that magical ride. Once down the middle and then twice down the side. Over and over the dildo of the girl that lying in her bed does it really glide until she is creaming, moaning, dripping, screaming from the thoughts of feeling her body reeling, from the orgasm and pussy spasms. You see, her mental stability has reached new heights. And despite it all, the feeling was surreal. It was blissful to know that a simple thought can be oh so tasteful. And damn, I ain't even licked her yet. Instinct.
What you see in me, gotta be something different. You must be made for me, patient is absent. In and out, in and out, arguing, trifling, difficult.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Venom. Also, the host of Majestic Inc. along with Tigress on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Good show to go to. Venom, have a five piece, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, my brother. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for coming through to spit on the show. Welcome. But I need you to stick around to see.
Okay.
To see, the rest of the Epiphany Radio Universe, which you've experienced, but also the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective. And you actually end our open mic. So this is actually pretty fantastic because, We've had a hell of a open mic and a beautiful beginning, middle, and ending.
Yeah.
And definitely, absolutely amazing. And I definitely, definitely appreciate you coming through. And you a virgin, too. Look at all these virgins.
Yes.
Popping their chest.
I'm definitely loving
it.
Definitely.
Hey, I'm divergenized now.
Nah, you didn't get divergenized. You got dripped on. The honey dripped on you, brother.
Oh, well,
that's
there it is. I take that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we had some honey that dripped on you. So it's going to be good. Miss Angel Kemp.
Well, he definitely made, drip as well, so I'm just saying. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen. I greatly appreciate it.
All right. So what we're going to do is mute your mic, and we're gonna get ready to move forward into the program. Stick around. Come check out the drip of the Honey Drippers as we're about to get it in.
Okay.
I'm going to mute your mic right now.
All right.
And put you back in the queue. Stay tuned. It's about to get drippy. All right, so let's do this the way we're supposed to. Venom, you're back. I'm going to put you back in the queue. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of our official open mic. Right now you're listening to Epiphany Radio Universe. This is the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 3, the Menage a Trois. We are going to welcome you and prepare you. Honey is sweet, also sticky. Prepared to get dripped on. Prepared to be wet. Prepared to enjoy the verbal stylings of these wordsmiths, these performers, these gentlemen, these ladies, these deities, and gentle them. Be prepared. Be ready. The Honey Drip is an erotic poetry collective from all over, diverse. Much like the universe, we represent different planets, different orbits, but we're just one mic, one sound, one people, one drip. So, as I bring you in, we're going to go to our leadoff hitter. You know him as Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy. Mr. I make pies and I eat pies. The green-eyed bandit. The bald-headed bandit. Mr. Sexy himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Poetic.
Hey. What is happening? What's good, Angel Kim? My brother, my Avi. What's happening?
What's good? So,
hello.
Ready.
Is this the collab piece or just my individual piece?
I mean, that's up to you and Kai. Let me ask Kai. What are y'all doing? You can do your individual piece, actually, because I don't think you and Kai talked about it. But Kai, are you guys going to do your collabo piece first? Are you going to do individuals and then do your collabos? What do you want to do? Kai. Well, Kai's not answering, so while we wait for him to get back together, individual piece, brother, let it drip.
All right. The title of this piece is called Heavenly Waterfall. Open your mind and legs so I can see and taste heaven. As sure as the oxygen has my lungs breathing, God made you and God made me. So somewhere in between our birth and death, date we should exchange praises and hymns in the garden so we can consummate the art of creation while sipping and drinking on our lust libations, because I need to feel your fountain rain down on me. Please, moisturize me. And I open my throat chakra to be the eternal pathway of your golden liquid elixir any given day. The God of creation will cast me out for being so nasty with you about all things brilliantly filthy erotic, because the way you opened your legs for me to enter your warm, wet, juicy, inviting love nest makes me want to confess that I'm highly addicted to the way you cream, and your orgasms I play on repeat like a lucid, wet dream. My taste buds have a spidey sense that's tingling, reminding me that you are supposed to be anointing them with your flavor, The journey with you through erotic fantasies will be an endeavor, one I yearn and thrive to become a part of forever, meaning I'm yours and you're mine for each other's pleasure. My lips are waiting to taste your pussy lips while I part them with my fingertips, because I want to taste this side of heaven as you nestle your legs around my ears like earmuffs, leaving no room for your splash to not to have a warming home. Yes, baby, go ahead, moan as loud as you want. We're alone. I'll lick and suck your clit till you say, oh, shit, while you're breathing and body grieving. The last attempt you tried to stop me from tasting your ecstasy. Now give me my rain from heaven all over my beard and moisturize me times seven. I'm waiting anxiously and patiently, but don't make me wait too long because I'm thirstily waiting your waterfall in my mouth, on my bed, and all. And that's that piece.
You know it's nothing to pull love if you really want to do it. I'm leaving the studio. Gonna make a movie. You've been eating your fruit. I know it. The way you're talking to me, I know you gon' taste good. So make sure you keep it juicy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Poetic, our station manager, Pippi Radio for Real Entertainment Network. I'm just going to leave the commentary to Angel Kim. Miss Kim?
Listen, I wasn't ready. Oh, my God. Whew. I love it. I mean, I don't even know what to say right now. I felt every bit of that.
Thank you so much.
It's just out here making waterfalls and shit. You want your water bending now?
Like,
water bending?
On that one, I'm like, oh my
last,
God.
You the last water bender? Pineapple calligraphy indeed, ladies and gentlemen. That is Poetic. We will be back with him shortly on some twas with King Kai, but we're going to move over to my favorite Philly Don, one of my favorite Philly Dons, one half of the Love Zone, one half of the... it's like one half of Poetic Therapy and one third of the Soul Cafe here on Mondays with For Real the Poet, Van, Essentially Zanese. My homie, the Stole Me, Philly John, La Pearl, La Negra. And so Van, I'm going to put you back in the queue. Or you can stick around. I don't particularly care. You can do whatever you want to do. You want to go back in the queue? You want to hang out?
I can hang out, man. It's fine.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. So, La Pearl La Negra, are you ready?
I'm ready. All right.
All right. Let me get wet. I'm going to mute my mic and let's go.
All right. This is untitled. I squirted last night, touching myself to thoughts of him touching me, and this is what I pictured. I was on top of him. I leaned in and we shared a passionate kiss. As I sat up, dried, slow, I looked him in his eyes and the rhythm in his stroke was in sync with mine. Except for every once in a while, he thrust really deep. So I'd moan and call out his name. When he did that, he knew I'd throw my head back and close my eyes, but he'd always say, look at me. I tried so hard, but each thrust felt better and made me wetter. And he knew he had me in pure ecstasy and bliss. No, it was complete fantasy. I could feel his hands grip my waist and turn me on my back. He slid down between my thighs. His fingers spread my lips, and with a low growl and a deep sniff, he slipped his tongue inside me. I gasped as he fucked my pussy with his tongue. He put his lips over my clit, and his tongue danced circles around it. And just as I was about to come, he pulled away, slid back up to me. Fuck and fuck me, and oh, I can't. He sat on his knees, putting his hand behind my neck, pulling my head towards him. I grabbed his dick and started sucking and licking and enjoying every bit of me on it. He moaned and pumped and played in my hair as I sucked and licked softer and firmer and faster until he grabbed a fistful of my locks and held my head still while filling my mouth with his juice. And I gulped down every bit. I thought he was done when he started sucking my nipples, but he slid back down and started to feast again. She was so wet, so juicy, and I was ready to come as he finger-fucked me while sucking my clit. An intense sensation ran through my body like never before, and it was building and building, and oh, God, gushed. Oh, all over his face, all in his mouth, and all of my fingers in bed. That's that teeth.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was La Pearl La Negra. I had to pause and get something to drink. I do believe it's getting hot. I believe that this is the time. We've started out pieces with Squirt. Yes, it is the elixir of champions. Van Metals, Angel Kim, your commentary, please. I'm flustered.
Listen, I'm so used to being on Clubhouse. I was over here typing my mic. I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
I had to shift a few times. I had to move over just a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm just saying.
Thank you, y'all.
Podek.
Yeah, she grabbed my attention with the way she started the piece, and then all the extra sound effects. My goodness, I was like, can I just get my phone and just record and. You know, but hey, you know, hey, listen, because if you want to touch yourself, who am I? I mean, who am I? You know,
who am I to say anything about that? What are we to say anything about that? Oh, wait. I got a special message for Tigress. Tigress, somebody in the drip said that they love you. They fucking love you. I'll let you find out who when they come up to the microphone later, just so that you know. We got to stop talking. We got to move on. I brought in Kai. Kai, are you there?
Yeah.
Kai, all right. So, Kai, we trying to ask you questions, bro. Are you doing your individual piece? Are you doing... Because you got two group pieces, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought
I was responding. I do have an individual piece, but I wanted to do
So, how about you do your group piece and you do your individual piece last? Because we got Van right here, and you and Van, and we're ready. And then we got Songbird queued up, and then we got Poppy, Diablo, Poppy, if you about that life, a.k.a. Zaddy, a.k.a. My Captain, and the Chanteuse, Amani Elaine, that's following y'all. And then we have our favorite, our other favorite, Philly John, Miss VIP. So we know that the order is going on. Kai, what would you like to do, sir?
I'm definitely fine with that. I can get those pieces out of the way.
All right, so you and Poetic are going right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm clipping this music. I'm Perla Negra. I'm put you back in the queue, and we gonna mute our mics.
Right.
And y'all get busy. Y'all be about to drip.
Get down on your knees. I'm not gonna say please. Unzip my pants slowly. I demand you to get to know me more intimately than ever before. Except this time, I'm giving you instructions. The tone of my voice introduces seduction. Look at me as you take him out of his holding place. Now use your fingers to massage. Massage him until the blood flows with a hidden message, one that will remind you that I'm in control before I punish your walls and take your soul. You will beg me to please you. As you look up at me, I'm enjoying this view. You're in total submissive state. Now use your tongue and lips and clean your dinner plate. Take him to the back of your throat and use your trachea to breathe upon him and enjoy the pre-cum coat. Now suck and slurp on me until.
You suck me so deep. Boom, unadulterated collisions of galaxies, bending you over the balcony. These back shots juicier than tequila shots. Sorry to bother you, but I want eulogies of fornication in 500 different positions. Where my tongue spoons your cinnamon toast and the crunch. Would you mind if I dicked you down until infinity and beyond? For we have harnessed and vacuumed each other's souls, like a battle of yin and yang, deciding who's in control. Clearly me, the darkness. For if there would be no light, darkness would always exist. So I'll beat that pussy up like the darkest of nights, getting my handy tool belt to bend, spank, and love you in every existence in ways where I could hammer your galaxies to fix the dents in the stars that wanted to die out too soon. Would you mind if I got carried away with my hand around your throat chakra? Oops, you can't breathe? Was that a little too hard? I hear your pussy purring, calling me when you want to be a waterfall. I'll be tickling your soul, grabbing your heart, pulling it down so it can be big and red like Clifford. Your legs shaking, body cramping. If you don't mind me running that orgasm on repeat, we're playing like the NBA highlights. King Kai MVP for tripling your orgasms into double digits in four different quarters that go into rounds. Would you mind if I gave you love in the most intimate way possible?
And that's that piece.
Baby, I got something that you're trying to fail. You're the only one I'm only getting
there. My bad. Because I was waiting for it, and that's the piece. I was trying to figure out where the end was. My bad. All right. So, shout out to y'all. Whoever the young ladies who are listening to these poems that understand the energy that these two gentlemen put out, understand shit is real. It's fire. Fire. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, the dynamic of the two of them together was amazing. Like, oh, wow.
That's what you're going to have to start telling Honey Dripper jokes. Kai's like, half my body is my dick. And Van's like, hey, you know, I make pies, I eat them, blah, blah, blah. Hey, listen, we're not going to talk about that. The waterbender, and
the soul bender.
Use anime names. We're not going to get into it. But what we are going to get into, because we have to change up because something has happened real quick in a hurry. So we're going to. What we're going to do is we're going to get, we're not trying to move stuff around, but two people are going, and, you know, they're doing something right now. We're going to bring them in because they have to go. They can't stay for the whole podcast. But we're going to bring them in. My captain, Poppy Diablo, Poppy, if you're about that life, and Amani Elaine. Are you there?
Hey. Hello.
Hello. Sam, HD Sam, what's happening?
Thanks, guys.
The drip. What's going on?
Yes.
All right, so Kai, gang. Kai, yes. I'm going to mute your mic. We're going to return to you and Songbird afterwards. Poetic, you know what to do. Hang out, whatever you want to do. Miss Angel Kim, you know, everything else is happening. All right, so I'm going to mute your mic, Kai, and we're going to go to y'all. Are y'all ready? Are you prepared? Are you set?
I'm ready. Yes.
All right, so I'm going to mute my mic. Y'all let go, y'all let go and be free.
Yes. Here it is. This piece is entitled Tantra. The inhale of my breath pulls the pulse of my orgasm up into my chest, and my exhale pushes it up and out of my mouth and pacing. I'm moaning, transitioning into Gregorian chants of, oh God, oh God, oh God, I'm coming. Pussy gripping and milking you with every fucking stroke, clutching at you, the bed, then you again, nails finding purchase in your skin, holding on for dear life. Yes, I am your God. Now keep coming on this fucking dick, and my body obliges, worshiping you, her own personal deity, baptizing your dick and your pelvis and the bed again and again. And again, body bolted in exaltation, raised toward the ceiling in pure pleasure and praise, eyes crossed, mind in disarray, seeing lights swirling around pearly gates.
Taking in just as far. Let me paint a mural on the sandy walls with chill-fit drywall, plastic, or remember that. Often, violated among the fire, you can stroke your soul with this divine drive, pulling your breath into the chest, breath spreading from my high heart. Digging deep into the ether and releasing the amnesia, flowing like spilling juice in the fountain at your roots, water splashing my earth star rise in the air, kundalini shooting up from your senses.
Poem.
Shout out to Poppy and Imani. Thank you for the piece. You know, it was a little low. It was a little low. You know, but we're just gonna turn up our volume extra louder next time. And thank you for coming and busting the mic.
Yes, we're kind of ducked off in the corner trying to.
And trying to duck off in the corner and do it right, and talk low. Listen, it is what it is right now. Just as long as y'all ain't in the corner doing nothing crazy. I'm just saying.
I know.
So check this out. We're gonna move on. We'll see you in the hive, and we'll definitely see you when we rocking. So. Sam, thank you for coming through and rocking out with us. Love y'all. Talk to y'all soon.
Thank you for having us.
All day, every day. All right. So that was Imani Elaine Santus and Poppy Diablo rocking out with us. Now we're going to move over to FL Songbird. I know the music is kind of loud. Songbird, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Songbird. I meant to ask you, did you want to do your group piece or do you want to do your individual piece?
Yes, so we can do the group now, and if time allows, then I'll definitely share a solo piece later.
All right. So I'm going to bring Kai back in. Poetic and Angel Kim are hanging around in the background. Kai, are you there? Yeah.
Hello?
We can hear you. Yeah, Kai, we can hear you. All right. So I'm going to mute my mic. I'm going to let go, and y'all get free.
All right. Can I get a refill? He hit me up when he clocked out. Meet me on 95 and come to my house. So I did a quick wash, threw on my favorite dress, no bra and no drawers. See, we aren't dating, but we on occasion cohabitate, sucking and fucking until we see the heavens. He makes me squirt like Niagara Falls, no cap. No one's piece fits me as perfectly as this man. He is my cancer. We are perfectly imperfect. Him, a February Pisces. Me, a March Pisces. Our souls have known each other through many lifetimes. And I'm not his only D appointment, but I'm the only one he drops everything for. See, he'll cross county lines at 100 miles per hour. Because I'm locked out my car.
Whoa. Slow down, baby girl. My speed limit is 25 miles per hour. So ease up on my stick as you shift. I want to change our gears like changing positions. Melting in your Milky Way. Keeping myself stagnant before we switch with the clutch. You be begging for consistency. I have you coming in trials. Doctors Without Borders surgically digging my fingers to reach the brick. To break your body down piece by piece, going to the extremes to allow people to quote-unquote live again. I can fly in a balloon across the universe to get a penny of your time, showing I could go the distance no matter where my new home may be. I'm flying like butterflies, landing on your golden lotus nectar, and give me all the pieces of your mind to flap my wings to cause storms, destroying everything in sight. That's my kind of effect. This isn't rage, but when I open Pandora's box, my room full of skeletons, I'm out of the closet loving everyone systematically. I'm hetero, but my love be sapio. Your brain, I will devour like my favorite cake, strawberry. In short, I think is your taste. Your cat got my tongue, yes. Change my automatic breathing into manual. Before I camel back you, I flip you over better. Throw it back like a dump truck. It's Wednesday, so you know it's hump day. Should I run that back? It's 3 a.m. I hit you up. Come over, but you got work in the... Wait. We breaking boundaries. Traveling to the 6. Charizard flamethrower. It's number 6. Saying it's love, but it's sex. Confusing your mind like the number 9 and Uno with the line at the top. Oops. Number 6. See, my angels are telling me to realign and get rid of the negativity. That's why I use the negatives to learn to make better pictures within you. Straight edge my wrist to fill with a real kiss of alcohol or drug that could be more addicting than you. That shit burns. My soul yearns as this may be the only way I display my love. Taking all your swords and spears, protecting myself with my horns and shields. I guess for Christ's sake, I'll be a loving Taurus. I heard we're toxic. I guess I'd even like you anyway. Poem. I'm sorry.
That was fire. I loved it. Y'all two together with that man.
Yes.
I liked it a lot. A whole lot. So we rocking out with our socks out. This is where what's going on. Oh, a commentary. Where did you find these people? They are slaying it. I will read more comments of everything else that's going on. All right. Dope shit. I keep forgetting Songbird can really fucking sing.
Really forgot that.
But apparently, I'm surprised. I shifted in place. Van, Angel Kim?
Yeah. First of all, they were dynamic together. I love the interchange between the two of them, just with their pieces and how they constructed them. And my God, it was fire. When she started singing, I was like, girl, get your refill, girl. Get your refill.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So,
yeah. The singing took it over the top.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. All right, so we're going to go from y'all to Miss VIP, my other favorite Philly John. Miss VIP, are you there?
I am.
All right, so Kai, song word, I'm going to put y'all back in the queue, and we're going to return to you in a little bit. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, well, I'm going to mute this music, mute my mic.
You, me, and him. Oh, how I dream of two men having their hands and lips all over me, stroking, licking my nipples, pounding my trim, mingling all the juice to taste. Whatever drops, they won't go to waste. But it takes maturity for two to love me. It may be a serendipitous occasion, given the proper persuasion. However, the downside is I may do a physical slide to the other and hurt the one I always ride. Yes, it would be a disaster if the other wielded that wood so good I'd end up calling him master. So while the idea of a threesome is good, I think I'll stick to my man and his word. I'm crossing it off of my sexual bucket list. Because if a threesome ever came to pass, it would be jacked up because it would be all I missed. He would get mad and leave my ass. I admit, I'm envious because most of my friends tried it. It was offered to me, but the opportunity never came. It was never the right time. What a shame. Oh, well, while the ideal sounds really good, even like lots of fun, unfortunately, a menage a trois is no longer on my bucket list. I'm not the one. In peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss VIP, and it was the pounding the trim for me. pound my trim. I haven't heard trim in such a long time. It just sounds like it's something you should be doing. But like, yo, wait a second, what you about to do? I'm about to go pound some trim. Ben, Kim, yo, Miss VIP, for real?
Man, that is like the ultimate.
Well, it's okay. You know, people are doing things, but then, nah, it's okay.
Man, listen. She started talking about, you know, two men's hands on her. And then she went back to, you know what, I'll just stick to my man and his wood. Girl, Ms. VIP. Ooh, that was some hot fire, girl. Hot fire.
Yeah, I see. We just on it tonight. But, you know, we're going to keep this party moving. Of course, you know, I'm going to bring in our fellow honey friend, Epiphany Radio mate. We call him 6'7", but man who needs no introduction. As he would say, what kind of collarbones does Miss VIP have?
That's the good coochie collarbone.
She got the good coochie collarbones. Yes.
Good coochie collarbone.
The good coochie collarbone. See, that's a compliment, Miss VIP. It's a compliment. But But Miss VIP is one half of the Love Zone. They got something going on Wednesday. We're going to return and we're going to figure out what that is. But we're going to keep the party moving. We're going to go to the Midwest master of erotic poetry. I affectionately call him Sasquatch. You can call him Senor Metaphoria, but we know him over here as Mr. Metaphoria. All right. So we are going to get into it we just going to let you do what you do because this is your first time. Well, no, it's not your first time. You're an OG Honey Dripper. My bad. We going to mute our mics, cut this music, let go, and be free. All right?
All right.
The mic is yours.
Can I tongue you? Can I make you scream to the top of your lungs while making dessert out of your cum? Can I give you a body quake? You know, when your back arches and your legs begin to shake. When you grab my head with both hands and make a puddle in the bed while shouting words no one can understand. Can I make you sprung? Can I make you suffocate me inside you as you get high on the drug I provide you? Yes, this tongue is like a drug. I have you hooked, shook, and in no other direction will you ever look. I'll steal away your inhibitions. Just call me the pussy crook. Can you fuck my face? I mean, throw that pussy back at my tongue and lips like you're on a power trip. Allow me to marathon you. How many hours can you withstand me driving you insane? I can suck on your clit from Monday to Sunday, make a list of every time you came as if it was a game and call it come play. Can I have you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? You want to lose a few pounds? Well, after all these rounds, I guarantee you'll be thinner. I can take you from a size 18 to a size 8, and when your friends ask how you've done it, you can tell them, got my pussy 8. So I must ask, can I? Can I? If you're not sure, just come over and I'll prove I can. It could be our little secret, but tongue this good, secret, you can never keep it. End drip.
I'm going to ask the ladies. I'm just going to ask the ladies because I don't think that we need to be commenting on this. So I'm going to open up Tigress's line, Songbird's line, and Danielle's line to ask them what they felt, how they felt about the poem. Ladies, how'd you feel about that poem?
You're a pussy crook. You ain't got to steal nothing, baby. Just keep talking like that. Damn.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lepro Negra. Songbird. Songbird. How did you feel about the piece? I guess Songbird didn't hear me.
Well, I just want to say, you know, I'll willingly give it to you at that rate. I'm just saying.
I'm talking about, oh, ain't got to be no pussy crook. You ain't got to feel nothing.
Baby.
Tigress? Tigress, your opinion?
Yes, that was quite a stimulating poem. Yeah.
Stimulation is good.
Yeah.
Stimulation is good.
Yeah.
Stimulation is good.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Shout out to you, Tigress, being a part of Team Hunger. I too used to be a part of Team Hunger. Oh, King Kaiju over there. Good to hear you.
Okay. Good to hear you too.
All right. Yeah, inboxes are open. Anyway, inboxes are open. So we know I'm gonna put y'all back in the queue for Senor Metaphoria. Songbird, we missed your comment, but we'll come back to you. So Mr. Metaphoria, doing the damn thing. You should be hot and sweaty by now, but we're gonna just make it worse. We're just gonna make it worse. That's what we're gonna do. It's the Honey Dripper way. We're going to go from Mr. Metaphoria, who used to be the fantastic freshman. Now we call him fucking Galactus, eater of the worlds and your girl, Mr. Nick Nasty. Mr. Metaphoria, I'm going to put you back in the queue. Stay tuned. We're going to do a speed round. It's going to be crazy. Watch. All right?
All right.
All right. So I'm not going to talk to you about nothing else except... What exactly are you doing? Because, you know, you do several things at once.
Well,
is there something that you...
So I have a single piece that's about menage a trois. And then I also have a group piece that I was going to do. So what would you like, Mr. Hobby?
Mr. Hobrux. The Rux actually would like the group piece. with you and the individual that I know that you have a group piece with, and I'm opening their mic up right now, and I'm going to cut this music off and mute my mic and let go, and y'all be free.
Oh, I'm ready. All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, we can. The mic is yours.
Unlike water, there won't be any question if you're wet after I'm through with you. Let me tell you what I want to do with you. Every filthy fantasy you've ever formulated, the first time I ever saw you naked, I knew it was on and popping. Soon as I pull out this dick, you better climb on and drop it. Slide that pussy down from the tip, past the shaft and all the way to the base. I bet your lower lip's gonna love the taste. I'm ready to give you rounds of getting pounds. Go ahead and have your way, because my full government name will be something you're gonna have to say.
You know, you're gonna have to pay for all this excitement you done built. Just know when I see you, I intend to get my fill. I'm going to swipe your tongue like a credit card and charge you for my time. For the next 48 to 72 hours, them lips, this tongue, that body, your dick is mine. Fall up in this pussy for hours if you want to. If you make it out alive, don't go looking at me crazy, because I warned you.
Oh, you want to talk about warnings? Well, let me warn you. You're not my boo, but this is the type of dick that'll haunt you. After you have it once, it'll pop up in your mind randomly during the day, during your dreams, hell, even during sex with niggas less than me. Respectfully, I'm prepared to fuck you disrespectfully. This will be more than whatever you're expecting, V.
I expect for that letter in my name to be dripping down them lips incessantly. But speaking of disrespectfully, just know this cat real heavy on the savagery. And last but not least, he want to talk about being haunted? Oh, I see. Well, I'm false on a scary movie, but when I get to bouncing on that dick, a little voice begins to whisper in my head. Kill, 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 kill. What you say?
I ain't afraid of no Friday the 13th. I don't believe in bad luck. I guarantee if you fuck with me, you won't receive a bad fuck. Stumbling your words, this dick will make you speak wrong. This is Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm the wrong nigga to sleep on.
Nightmare on Elm Street? Yeah, that's cute. But what you gonna do when I count to two when this pussy come for you? Because by the time I get to four, I'm already kicking down the door whatever defenses you thought you had. I promise the tricks I throw at six gonna overshadow any pussy that you ever had. And once I have you in the shadows, it's already too late. It'd be R.I.P. resting in pussy well before I ever get to eight.
Let's get something straight before you start to talk to ten. My stroke game can make you never walk again. About to hook you up with a parking spot in the front of every store. Don't get mad at me afterwards when your cunt is very sore.
So what you're saying is you got that player please your dick? Because when you go to slide up in the next chick, he'll be severely disappointed that it ain't me. He'll get sad and falter due to that vitamin V deficiency. So careful of them double entendres in which you're speaking, because after fucking with me, Julian, there may never be another, because he may never work again.
Damn. You know how much I love when you call me Julian, ready to make your pussy drool again. But wait, so even after we fuck just one round, you're going to fuck around and put me in the unemployment line? I guess I better enjoy the time that we have together. Let's do some math together. Take one V, subtract one pair of panties, with the addition of one nick carrying one dick to the second power equals sex for hours. Multiply that by three for a weekend of dividing legs. I ain't trying to flex, but I've had a long day, so I'm ready to relax my tongue against your clit anytime you got stress, and then have you super soaker squirting in the sauna. Now that's really a hot mess.
Don't try to change the subject. But glad to see you know math. Just know that's one more thing that I'm charging to your tag.
Keep billing me and you're going to be feeling me as I'm smacking on that ass. Spread them cheeks wide and I'll be snacking on it fast. I'm nasty, Nick. but you already knew that. I would tell you to tell me some freaky shit, but you already do that. And while we on the subject of your kitty, like I said earlier, I can't wait to have a drooling. I know you a teacher, so I can't wait to have some schooling. Let me peep you to how this poem works. Your pussy is your research paper. So get ready to tell people how your dog ate your homework.
Okay. Okay. I caught that quip about my kitty, too. Just remember, Nick, that it's Miss Kitty to you. And any paper that I'm writing will be titled Motor She Wrote. Because I grip, I squeeze, I cream, I squirt. But let me back away from my little nasty pen. See, I'ma just do you like Scorpion, nigga. I'm the fantasy of your reality. So get over here. You're next to catch this fatality.
And that's that piece.
I'd like to tell y'all that's brilliantly filthy. If it wasn't a poem, I tell you get a goddamn room. Comments. Then.
Yo, there was so much nasty depth to this piece from both of them, but I am tripping on that Scorpion line. Next round, get over here. Yo, this was some fire-breathing poetry, y'all. This was nasty, 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 but dope as hell. Dope piece, both of you.
Miss Kim?
Yo, that's that toxic sex right there. I'm not lying. I mean, she called him by his name and told him she gonna put him in the unemployment line. Come on now. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, matter of fact, let me just bring Beat City in here because we just gonna go to her, and I'm sure she's going to have a comment about this. Beat City, what do you think? What do you feel?
I'm trying to get out the corner. Hold on. I'm in the corner squeezing my ovaries.
See, I feel a lot of blood rushing beneath the nether regions on these pieces. Nick, we will return to you and Lady Siren. We're going to move on to Beat City. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nick Nasty and Lady Siren of the Honey Drippers. That group piece. What is the name of that piece? Does it have a name?
It does. It's Nasty. Yeah, what she said.
I thought it was called Make Motherfuckers Horny, but that works too. We're gonna go to Beat City. I'll put y'all back in the queue. Alright. Wait a second. No, I did that wrong. Okay, let me fix that. Okay. Alright, now we got it.
I could have stayed.
Beat City, are you ready? Nah. Beat City, are you ready? I just turned off the music. I'm just getting to a state of zen. I'm getting out the way. I'm just getting out the way. I'm muting my mic and that's it. I'm getting out the way.
Note to self, beat Holly up for putting me after Nick. Okay. Hi, y'all.
Hey.
This is... I had her first. You're not the sharing kind. Real selfish-like. At least when it comes to these sweet thighs. Or staring into a coconut shape of my eyes. Afraid someone else will stare deeply inside of me and maybe discover which angles push, how motion detectors will move just right to ring my mood, enough to alter color in my irises. How quickly you forget. I came to you in multiples. Still I chose you. Gave in to spend nights and weekends setting your table, giving up this carte blanche menu various slices of pie buried between thick tenderoni pieces, topped off by a set of squeezably soft toasted marshmallows. I've been your nightly maiden, nursing you off my delectable twin morsels. I keep your python siphon still. It's never enough. Because when you catch me cheating, your print catches my attention, how it remains snagged inside your pants, growling at me. It's on those nights I'm the wettest, in anticipation of long, slow, screaming slides in, out, in and out. There's no counting how many times it seems you shake one long, continuous ocean out of my body till it's over. You get lost in my greens, blues, brown hues. You make my eyes dance around for you. So you're convinced. Yes, I love you. You still do it for me. Slippery when wet, so I guess it keeps slipping from your mind. I'm insatiable. I told you. So you, when you walk in on me making sweet, passionate, skinny dipping and tasting her juicy nectar, there's no need to be alarmed. I had her first. See, I can't help myself. Like you, every time I catch that glimpse bouncing off my reflection, I mean, I just feel like I gotta have that right now. So when you find me playing inside my cookie jar, and you will find me there, hands, face covered in my creamy, just take a breath, baby. Then remind yourself, unlike you, I share. I had it first.
You know what? You know what, Beat City? I'm going to fight you. Because every time you do a piece, I forget, I put myself on mute and I fuck up. And I'm talking.
I was wondering what happened
talking. I was talking. I'm flustered. I'm like, help. And nobody heard me. I was like, yo, I'm like in space where nobody can hear you scream. This is not cool. Stop doing that shit, yo. Cut it out. Man, I swear, like, yo, you just be getting people. Yo, stop. Then, help. Help.
I mean, what you want me to say? I'm sitting over here fanning myself, you know. B-City, you know how I feel about your poetry. That was some dynamic stuff, and my goodness. Whew.
Patience. Thank you. And it's our song. Let's keep playing our song.
I hear it.
I know. You know what? I'm still waiting for, you know, because that was an unintentional group piece that happened. It just wasn't at the same time the last time y'all went, because it just worked out that way. But I'm waiting for the group piece to happen between you two. I think it'll be amazing and explosive and on some stuff. And I just think that, you know, just like Nick and them made everybody, like everybody in their group piece is making people wet this evening. I just think there should be just wetness. We should call the next one wet. That's what I think. Yeah, let's call that. Let's call the next Honey Dripper podcast for June. Let's call it wet. It'll be hot. What do you think?
That would be hot right there. That would still be hot.
And me and Beach City going to do a collab? I like
y'all should.
Let's do it. But
y'all
this is my only caveat. Mojave can't have, he got to have some cotton gloves on so when he start playing in the wet stuff, his fingers don't get slippery and he don't forget how to unmute himself.
There you go.
You know what?
There you go.
I'll take that challenge. I will take that challenge. That will take that caveat. That's the one. Matter of fact, but while we're here, I got Rita in heels, and I got R.R. Moore, Rossay, in the building. Are you guys there?
I am.
Can you hear me?
Rossay. Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. So we just in the business of making everything wet and messed up right now. So B-City, I'm going to put you back in the queue. Van, you do what you do. Miss Angel Kim, you know, do what you do. And realize, matter of fact, let me make this announcement really quick. It is currently, time goes very, very fast, right? And then we go into the 11 o'clock hour, which is the evening. So if you're listening at this current time, please understand that after a certain point, the Blog Talk Lady at 11 o'clock will cut you off. So if you're listening, you need to call the number. It is 319-527-6300, right, in order to hear the rest of the podcast. We are not done. We are nowhere near done. We have some sexy stuff that we're going to do. It's going to happen. We have some sexy stuff about to happen. I'm about to get out the way, but you need to call. The number is 319-527-6300. Make sure that you do so before 11 o'clock. Otherwise, you will miss out the rest of the podcast, and it's going to be rather amazing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Rita in Heels and R.R. Moore, all right? And I'm going to mute my mic, and we're going to get out the way.
We've been together for years now. We understand each other now. Our relationship was special, so I had something special planned for her birthday now. We've already done handcuffs and more freaky shit. She told me her sexual fantasy, and tonight I make sure we knock a few off of the list. She thinks I'm unaware. I'm sure she thinks I'm unprepared.
Last 10 minutes of getting ready. Feel myself getting giddy. Something about the way he said, "Get sexy for me, baby." His dangerous smile and those eyes, so dark and lovely. 6 feet, 4 inches of heaven standing over me, looking like a delicious snack and a tall glass of yummy. Wanna lick every drop of your honey. Damn, I'ma need to replace these wet panties.
So I told her to leave her panties at home because we won't be needing them this evening. I kept it funny. She knows I'm silly, but she obeyed without understanding the true meaning. She was so sexy, she almost got fucked while we was preparing to leave. She's totally unaware of what I've got under my sleeve, and finally, we leave.
My little secret is I like to obey. It makes me feel owned, but I still fight a little to force him to make his dominance known. So we leave, and my panties are wet sitting on the floor as I slowly drip more and more. I feel the tingle on my thighs and wonder if anyone else will realize. Devilish smile at my very short dress only makes me think, what's next?
What's next is what we're here for. I rented a restaurant for only us. Just the waiters and the cooks, and we locked the door. One table for two was placed in the middle of the floor. Music played out the speakers slow. We danced on the floor.
The food and wine are absolutely sublime. But, of course, I'm only craving the divine taste of him. The scene is so sexy, it's straight out of a movie. Drinking it in easy, making me feel tipsy, right on that edge of ecstasy. Damn, this much planning triggers questions of what he's really scheming. My mind starts wandering, got me lost and fiending.
And while she fiending, I had been scheming. I had the employees that were in the building make a circle around the table while we were seated. Yeah, they were all in for a show this evening. A few of the waiters even had wine glasses. The chef dimmed the lights, and had his pants in his had his hands in his pants as soon as he was seated.
I feel their eyes on me. Plays like a familiar fantasy. Ideas in my head start dancing dirty. Cheeks start to feel rosy. He grabs me and pulls me further into rhapsody. It's just us melting into the music. His grip is like black magic. Our bodies flowing perfectly rhythmic. My dress is being slowly lifted. His big hands are truly gifted. All of my objections have suddenly shifted.
I lifted her on the table and spread her legs wide. Usually her eyes are closed, but tonight with the audience, her eyes are open wide. I closed my fingers around her neck and the other gripped her thighs. I slid inside. It was satin soft. Her juices dripped on the tablecloth while everybody watched.
As he aggressively penetrated me, I lost hold of the other reality. Everything disappeared into a smoke screen. I became his crack fiend, wanting only to be the center of this scene. Vision swirling like a dream. I'm going to come open at the seams. No words, only moans and screams. Can this really be happening?
Yeah, it's happening. And the waitresses is clapping. Baby's gasping, blood from her nails and my back scratching. Lights, no camera, but we provide the action. Now we're not nervous no more. She snatches me off the table and pushes me down on the floor and releases her inhibitions as she rides my dick on the floor.
Yeah, we end up on the floor. That dick game that I adore. Want to go home swollen and sore. The audience is watching, wanting more. I'm begging harder, please me amor. This movie just turned hardcore. Now riding his face, he's eating me like an omnivore. I'm going to come again, fans begging for an encore.
Encore after encore until we're exhausted. We came so many times and every single time they applauded. And she loved every minute of it, just like I thought it. On the way out, I whispered in her ear to pick one of the waitresses to come with us if you want to. She fucked up my head and she chose two.
I was like stuck on stupid with the pole. Yo, I love the juxtaposition of your voices. Hold on, let me cut this down. Hold on. Look, I'm just saying, I don't know when y'all plan this out, but the shit is fire. Like, y'all motherfucking Honey Drippers is showing out here on the Pippity Rail Universe, here on the For Real Entertainment Network. This is fucking fire. The juxtaposition of y'all voices and how y'all even talk, even your diction and the phrasing is on. I'm going to go with Van. I'll see what Van was thinking.
I was thinking this piece was good too, fire. But I'm like him, yo. She messed my head up too when she picked two. Yo, that sounds like a great time. Great time. I love that. Dope piece, both of you.
Hold on. I'm going to cut this music because, all right, so ladies and gentlemen, if you're within the sound of my voice, please understand you have approximately a minute to call in. The number is 319-527-6300. We're going to let it rip once we get into the after hour, the after dark chat, whatever we call it, everything that happens after that. We just gonna let shit fly. And on top of that, more importantly, you know, you got 60 seconds. 319-527-6300. Press 1. This is the time that you have to get into it. Actually, we have some special guests to show up that came out and check everything else going on. But we have more for you. We have more for you here on the Pippity Radio Universe, the Honey Dripper 2.0, second season, number 3, Menage a Trois. We just heard from R.R. Moore, say, and Rita in Heels. Now, if you haven't heard the whole crew, make sure you check us out every Sunday on Clubhouse, 4 p.m. We have some incredible stuff happen. We'll have Kai talk about that later, but we have a set sexual energy transformation or transference. All this stuff is happening. Now, you have 15 seconds. You have approximately 15 seconds to call into the show. You have 10 seconds to call into the show. The number is 319-527-6300. All right, all right, all right. Make sure that you're in. Make sure that you're in. Make sure that you're in. And if you're within the sound of my voice, welcome. You have made it to the after-hour time and chat. We have more for you. We want to rock out with our socks out, do some incredible stuff, make some stuff happen. It's going to get ugly. And we're just going to let it rip. Wait a second. Where's J-Rob? Where's J-Rob? Okay, okay, all right. I was looking for J-Rob. All right. Now, everybody knows after 11 o'clock, we just, you know, we don't care. And in true Honey Dripper fashion, we're going to let the shit drip. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all make sure that y'all celebrate Rita and Heels or more. I'm pretty sure you guys have individual pieces, right? Rita? Rosé?
I could pull an individual piece up. I need a minute, though. All right.
No, look, take your time. We're gonna run. We still have people in the joint. All right. But I would like to say, all right, just for the record, for the people who came in late, right, I'm letting y'all rock because it's after the time. But normally, once the open mic is closed, it's closed. So, you know, because we have to get through everything else. We're supposed to be engineering to do it this certain way. But we love y'all, and we're going to rock with y'all because y'all good peoples, and we're going to fuck with you on this. So we're going to let y'all rock through here. But make sure that you stay on Brian. It has to be erotic poetry. And I'm just talking to the people who are waiting. I'm not talking to any of the honey drippers. I'm talking to everybody else. But I'm going to put y'all back in the queue, all right? I'm going to play this thing in the background. And we're going to come back to y'all and put y'all in the queue, and we're going to rock out, all right? Now, come up next to the microphone, the Bronx Bomber, the bad man from the Bronx, my blood, Mr. Nasty Man, J-Rob. J-Rob, are you there?
I'm right here, Cuzzo. How you making out, boy?
Listen, bro. You know, I'm getting flustered. Beach City keep bewitching me. People keep doing stuff. People doing these plumbing. Blood is rushing around. I done had the shit from drinking drinks. It's messed up. But I know that my cousin came with some fly shit. So, you know, you ready?
Yeah, I'm always unlocked and loaded for a hot minute. Yeah.
Well, listen, my cousin's also one half of the Get Down with Mr. Van Metals, a.k.a. Poetic, a.k.a. Wolverine, and my cousin's the Dark Knight, a.k.a. Batman. So Batman, you ready? Mr. Nasty Man, you ready to go?
I'm here, bro. Let's get it.
Mike is yours.
This piece is called When You Come For Me. I miss your drip. The overflowing drip of spit from your lips when you grab it with both hands and slowly suck it. The way your eyes roll into your head so you can see deja vu dreams come true, because I can tell by the way you're sucking this that you're not through. I love how you suck and not slurp. And use all of that spit as lubricant to stroke my ego nice and slow, and how your mouth moat slides it all the way to the back of your warm throat. Then you kiss me passionately, aggressively, telling me you want me to come for you willingly as you continue to stroke me. I want to explode from your hand stroke, but before I tell you how bad I want you, I need you to let me come for you and all over you as I move your hair to the side so I can watch my shaft slide from this particular point of view slowly. You see, I kind of miss my mind because I'm losing it as your mouth becomes my vaginal replacement with just the right amount of pressure and saliva as you grab my hand and make me force feed you every inch of this chocolate stick with slow moans of approval as you whisper, choke me, which is why I do what I do until I'm ready to explode for you. Begging you to stop while you ignore my pleas and surrender as you siphon every drop of your stiff, delectable desire before you open your eyes and begin to twist it and kiss it in your fist like that, inflating it all over again so we can just do as you wish just before you say, baby, I need to sit on it. Oh, shit. I think I'm in fucking love. And that's that piece.
You know what? You filthy. Brilliantly so, but you're filthy. Let's ask some ladies how they felt about this piece. Hold on. Let's turn this down just a smidgen, and we're gonna go back. Let's start with Miss Angel Kim. How did you feel about the piece?
Man, it was giving me all kind of vibes and sensations. I'm just saying, hoo-wee. Y'all are really giving me all the drip tonight, for real, for real.
We got to give the drip. La Perla Negra? La Perla Negra? Oh, she must not be able
Look,
to hear.
She done shocked everybody.
Oh,
down.
No, I'm muted. I'm sorry. I was talking on mute. You got me. You got my shit. I'm all fucked up right now, really. I'm just, oh, my God. I need help. I can't. I need help. Oh, God. I got to put myself back on mute. I'm sorry, y'all.
Wow. Okay, Songbird, are you there?
Yeah, I had went outside looking to see if there was a man to snatch up, but it's nothing out there but woods.
Oh, you don't know if you don't know Jay Rob. Oh,
see, look,
this your first time for you.
Just combobulating.
Yeah, listen, because a man will be outside shortly outside your gate.
Open the door.
He'll be there. You just ask him. He'll be there, and he'll whisper, "Open the door." You can leave the door open. Leave the door open, for real, for real. All right. So thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies. I'm gonna put y'all back in the queue. All right. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go through our last. Actually, there's a poet that I met. I didn't know that they did erotica, but they did erotica. And then they were doing something. I was like, "Yo, come through," and they came through. So, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to his poet. His poet, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, everybody.
All right. Well, thank you. This is welcome to the Epiphany Radio Universe, and this is the Honey Dripper Podcast 2.0, number 3. Menage a Trois, thank you for coming through, hopping from Zoom to the online joint. The poet that just went is my family. His name is J-Rob, the wise son, but I call him Mr. Nasty Man, a.k.a. Batman. What did you think of his poem?
You took the words out of my mouth. It's a nasty man. That's what I was. I was like, dang, you nasty. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with a little nastiness as long as you're discreet. You know?
Mm.
You don't have to flaunt in the streets. You can do what you do in the secrecy of your sheets. You understand?
All right. Well. Well, Cuzzo, I'm going to put you in a queue, and I'm going to go to his poet, and we'll be back for the speed round in a second. His poet, I'm going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Sextasy. I collapsed from lovemaking the other day. See, in my mind's eye, love has never performed this way. It struck each and every temptation like an expensive treasure, a throbbing so intense it can only be called pleasure. I ask you to consent to a long, hard, earth-shattering ride. Satisfy my desire and enjoy this journey, yet be watchful of the tide and ocean so deep. that you vanish in forgetfulness. By the conclusion of this, you will possess a strong desire to caress the one you love who permeates your soul at night, mood so erotic you nearly take flight. Allow me to situate you in a divine scenario. Relax, sit back, open your mind, and enjoy this show. Concentrate on these lips. You feel yourself falling deep. You are in a lover's slumber. Close your eyes. You will benefit of this sleep, and that slumber is hypnotic. As you partake on this odyssey virtually, you are drunk, drifting into a whimsical ecstasy, plummeting into that blackness that has you lost one way or another. Bodies connected. Just do what you feel. Don't be afraid to go further. So entangled that you don't know when he ends or where you begin. What was that jam called back then? Yeah, black skin. Right. Love feels so nice. It escapes to the end of your fingertips while he kisses your neck and you touch his lips as you are biting and pulling and sucking. Your skillful technique drives him insane and you trickle into every limb. He delicately sucks your fingers to control his screaming. He says, I gotta be dreaming. And you find yourselves estranged from civilization. These tricks seem pervert, and it's the weirdest sensation. There is a majestic force which began in your mouth. It seems, however, by magic to drift it down south. Demonstrate the way you tongue kiss him in every place. School him about real love and prove he is your ace, and you control his head and guide him where to lick, enticing lewd behavior to entice wicked tricks. When you snake your tongue around the base of his rod, grab his hips and guide him where to prod. When you pull him up and guide him in, the initial penetration feels like the sweetest sin, and the next motion delivers your body in smooth harmony. Sweat on your skin takes the consistency of honey. You combined an aura. It's thick from good love that flows like rivers, rendezvous with my friend's ecstasy that catches my spine. It shivers. Your heart is swollen and you begin to notice at the end of it all that your breath is so shallow that you really begin to fall into the sweetest lover's slumber. And until that moment, you had no clue that the passion we just experienced was so long overdue. Poem.
Matter of fact, let's do this. Let me just go get the gentleman and ask them questions.
Okay.
We'll do that. Let's ask the fellas. Let's just ask the fellas. So I'm trying to find out where Nick went. Where's Nick at? Where did Nick go? Did Nick dip? Okay. All right, gentlemen. Could you tell me about this poem? Oh, gentlemen, can you tell me about this poem?
Yes.
Rosette.
I mean, you know, we're trying to collect ourselves. We're trying to collect ourselves.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I live alone. Fuck that. No, I'm not.
I know that, J-Rob. But this was some fire. This was also fire, man. Y'all definitely bringing it tonight. And ladies. If you got some strange man standing outside your door talking about open the door, it's only J-Rob. It's okay.
Let him in.
Let him in. Oh, my.
All right. Joe DeVoe,
she's married or has a boyfriend, let him in. It will not be a bad thing for you.
The wingman right there.
Matter of fact, Joe, what'd you think?
I thought it was, beautiful delivery. The voice was so soothing, and
had a familiar ring to it, so I'm just loving it. I mean, just her tone just carries you with her, you know what I mean? Loved it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. All right. Rosé, did you have anything you wanted to say? Rosé. Maybe so I say it right.
Right. Thank you, Rosé. But it was fire. It was fire. It was fire. I love the voice. And I hate when people say, I love your voice, but I guess I get it now because it was the delivery, the cadence. It was dope.
Thank you, fellas.
Listen. All right.
Now,
so
thank
listen,
you, Queen. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right. So, gentlemen, I'm going to put y'all back in the queue. As we're going to move down our list. His poet, thank you for coming. Stick around. We have more poetry for you. All right. Beautiful piece. I only got a few pieces. I only got a couple of erotic pieces. Right. I got you. Right. Okay. Yeah, all right. Catch your people flat-footed and shit. I got you. Hold on. But I'm going to put you in the queue. We're going to move on now. We'll come back to you. All right. We're going to go to Bella.
Hi.
Bella, are you there? Hey, Bella,
yes,
are you
I'm
there?
Cool.
Okay. So do you have an erotic poem for us, Bella?
I have a dirty erotica for you guys.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to mute my mic. Let go and be free.
Thank you. Actually, this is inspired by the poem, The Artistic Love, and it's a good one. So, artistic massage, it's a vignette. One, I was summoned by my God, trust to entice, conditioned to vulgarize with gaze alluringly make conscious shyly like a stripped goddess ready to consume. Two, then I knelt before my ruler, facing his proud button, posted erectly, intensely, my demigod, awaiting to be pleased. Three, so I took you by the hand like a trophy in the shape of a magic wand. Eyes gazed at his, waited patiently, waited for his permission, misting his baton with my own body fluid, stroking, caressing with a slight Four, a smirk escaped my lips, his eyes fluttered in slow motion, an intimation granted in his poised, godly way. Five, the art began as I gave a gentle taste and a quick slide all the way to his pool. My hair froze at one moment, he levitated. Any moment, my lord, I said. Six, he gently retreated and I smiled with glitter in my eyes, chased my breath in all fours down, teasing my God the way I do my lowly, slowly massaging it with my moist muscle up, down in playful trance as I go all the way to taste his sweet recognition like a thirsty deity drinking the fountain of his youth dry. Seven, I took another dive halfway, almost there slowly, with tongue played fencing on his rod repeatedly, till a surrender escaped his lips. The king capitulated to his lioness. Eight, I felt it coming, ready to burst his roar. Like a mad divinity, almost, he uttered, until this goddess rose, wiped her stained lips, and planted a little kiss on his salivating pucker. Darling, there you go. Satisfaction, guarantee, enter.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Van.
Bro.
Van.
Yes, sir.
Van.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You didn't tell me. I was not told. I was not informed.
Neither was I.
This is the first time I've heard Bella. And my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I wasn't told. I wasn't told anything. Nobody said nothing to me. Nobody said nothing. Matter of fact, hold on. I got to ask somebody. Wait a second. Where is LaPearl? I'm going to ask LaPearl.
I told her to come in. I told her to come in. I told her to bring an erotica piece. And she said, okay. So
You didn't warn us. You didn't warn us.
Huh? I wasn't supposed to warn you. You're welcome.
So you just let it happen?
I knew it was going to happen like that. I already knew. That's my girl.
But she,
Bella, you brought it, baby. Yes, you did.
Graphic.
She did. Yes, she did.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Massages and everything. Massages and everything.
Of course you brought it.
That's not right. That's not right. That wasn't proper. That wasn't in proper form.
Like
that.
That
was not in proper form. Listen.
He's making me blush. I can't say anything.
I knew.
It was nasty though. It was nasty.
Yeah.
She's like riding crazy shit.
What happened?
Person we talked to, and she was nice. She was a nice person.
She's nice.
She got dirty real quick on us. What the fuck?
Real quick.
She got dirty real quick on us. For anybody who's listening, we're not used to it. I was like, nobody told me she was going to do this shit. Because we think that she's nice. Like, we honestly like, oh, she's nice. We're like, she's a nice person. Blah, blah, blah. We're really like, she's such a nice person. That's what we thought. That's what I thought. Oh, you're a monster. No, I don't like it. It's bad.
Yes, she is.
You're filthy. Oh, man. You fucked up my whole perception. I was like, she's a nice person. I was like, hey, did you bring in erotic pieces and such and such? I wasn't expecting shit. I really wasn't expecting shit. You know, a capillate between. I'm like, what the? Riding it, I'm putting my lip. What?
Did you hear that?
Oh.
Fountain of youth.
Yes, I heard that. I said, yes. Oh, I thought she was nice. I said she looks like a nice girl. I know. I'm mad right now. I'm not even talking to you no more. That's it. Nah, I'm not even talking to you no more. That's it.
I'll call you later, Javi.
Man, listen. I wasn't prepared.
Thank you, Mom. At least you don't kick me out.
He's not kicking you out. He's offering you an invitation. He's not kicking you out. He's trying to pull you in.
Believe it.
Okay. Listen. I'm not even prepared.
Come here.
This is a fucking 180. Okay. This is a fucking 180. I wasn't prepared for the shit. I was like, Bella's such a nice person. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
She's so nice as a person. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And we was all like, yeah, she's nice. She's such a nice person. Blah, blah, blah. Riding dicks and shit. What the fuck? What the fuck is going on here? Anyway, enough of that. No, enough of that, right? Because we got to move forward. Lady A, I opened your mic on purpose. Lady A, right?
Yes.
So this is what we're going to do. Because it's a school night, I'm fucked up, people already got me stabbing, B-City be bewitching me, people doing pieces, making me shift and do all kinds of shit with everything. His poet comes in here talking about, oh, I don't have a lot of rock pieces and fuck people up, and then people doing poems back and forth, and I'm like, yo, people text me saying, yo, they sound like they fucking, what the fuck? I don't understand what's happening. Anyway, I don't understand what's happening. fucking Rosé coming here with Rita and they doing this shit, and I'm sitting here like, yo, I'm like literally listening to shit like it's a movie. Like, I'm like, oh shit, I'm like, they in the restaurant, fucking everybody watching, people got their hands in their pants, what the fuck? Anyway, I'm upset. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's fucking with me a little bit. It's fucking with me a little bit. And everybody's coming here, songbirds singing, content as well. People backshotting, people throwing everything.
I didn't know. I didn't
Cream
know.
Cream is going here, growing there. Shit is going back and forth. People sitting there. I'm getting bewitched. I'm getting all kinds of shit. I'm fucking talking on mute. What the fuck? I'm upset. I'm really fucking upset right now. I wasn't prepared. I don't like to be unprepared. I don't like it.
You like it.
But she's such a nice person. She's so nice. I didn't know. Yeah. I had no clue.
I did.
fucking A. Like, yo, this shit is crazy. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, wait a minute. I was stuck. I was like, wait. Holy shit. She's really going for it. She's going for it. She's riding this motherfucker.
Bella, I think your halo's tilted a little bit
today. ain't no goddamn halo. Fuck the halo. The halo got fucked. She's gone. She's in the wind. The halo is in the goddamn wind. It's gone. Don't come up in here being nasty and shit. Everybody thinking you nice. I'm thinking she's nice. Like, she's such a nice person. Like, I'm believing it. Like, I'm in it. I'm like, oh, you know, she's so nice as a person. Ryan Dixon. Fuck. Anyway, listen. All right, we got to go. All right, so this is what we're going to do. Thank you, Bella. Thank you. I will never look at you the same again. No. Because this is some bullshit. If I ever seen it, this is some bullshit.
Mojave,
up on me.
Mojave. Hey,
what?
Remember that piece you did and you threw my name in there last year?
I bet. Thank you. That's a good payback. You got me.
I told you.
You got me. That's some bullshit. You waited a whole year to get me, though. That's good shit, though. You waited a whole year to get me. You got me.
I've been coming.
Fuck you, Dr. I did not see it coming.
Watch this.
Well, hold it. Matter of fact, I'm opening everybody's mic. I don't give a shit right now. I do not give a shit. That's it. My ability to give a fuck is gone. It's gone right now. It's absolutely gone. I don't give two shits. I'm opening everybody's mics. I can give less than two fucks at this point because I don't care anymore. Because y'all caught me slipping. I wasn't paying attention. Wait, is Dave, if you on here, get your ass up here, because motherfucker, I need your commentary. That's it. God damn it. You caught me. Yo, yes. For real. You set me up. And she's like, yo, don't worry about it, Javi. You ain't going to see me coming when I come, blah, blah, blah. And then you tell Bella to fucking get me. That's some asshole shit. But I respect your petty. I respect your fucking petty. That's petty as fuck. And you got me. I don't mind. I would be accountable. Mm-hmm. You got me. But you know that payback is going to be a mug, though. Listen.
Oh, you can't pay me back. I paid you back for something that you initiated.
Listen.
You can't do that.
Listen. You freely fucked me up in front of everybody.
I know. You just was not looking at her like that. Like, oh, she's so sweet. She's such a nice person. Porn erotica doesn't even come to mind when you mention Bella's name.
No, not at all. I got caught flat-footed. It's some bullshit. Listen. All right, so this is what we're going to do because we don't got a lot of time left, and I want to make sure that everybody else. We're going to run a speed round. Now, this is what I'm going to do. Starting with Lady A, and I'm going to reverse the order. I'm going to go back through. Now, please don't do five-minute poems. We cannot do five-minute poems on this. You have to pick a short piece, do something, no 5 minutes. You know, okay. 3 minutes best. Treat it like a slam. You go do the piece, do everything that you're going to do. If you have to mute yourself, you want to cut yourself off, anything else, not 5 minutes piece. We got to run through. We'll make sure everybody's on here, get everybody's good. I'm already sufficiently fucked up. I know what you're doing. Everybody's happening. We're going to make sure that we run this piece. I'm going to call your name. Danielle, you're last, so you caught me. And Bella, I'm not talking to you ever again. That's it. God damn. Bullshit. This is some bullshit,
girl. You're talking to me, Mojave.
No, it's not cute, Bella. It's not cute. It's not cute. It's not. I'm sitting here like, oh, you know, we gotta be nice to Bella. We gotta make sure that we talk to her a certain way. Blah blah blah. She's a nice person. Coming here being filthy, jumping on dicks. What the fuck?
Brilliantly filthy.
Like, and I'm just listening to her talk, and I'm sitting here like, nah.
Your mouth was open, wasn't it? I know your mouth was open.
It was.
Like,
it was.
Fuck?
It's hard for me to explain to everybody how. Anyway, listen. We got to get into it. I was not dry humping my pillow. I didn't even get the coconut oil. Come on now, let's be real. I wasn't prepared. I didn't even have the coconut oil. I wasn't prepared. Anyway, listen. So here's what we're going to do. Right, we're going to do the speed round because it is a school night and I do have to go. But here's what we're going to do. Right, now, if you have a piece ready to go, we're going to start from Lady A. Right?
Yeah.
Do your piece. When you're done, say poem or end piece so that the next person knows to go. All right?
Okay.
Now, remember, no five-minute pieces. We're going to run through real quick. All right.
Okay.
We're going to run through it. So we're going to go through this. We're going to go Lady A, then we're going to start at the top. Joe, if you're ready, we're going to go from Joe, Poetic, Perla Negra, Kai, Songbird. Actually, we got to switch it up. Wait a second. No, that's pretty good. That's like one. Okay, yeah. We can do that. All right, so we're going to go. So ready? So we're going to start this speed round. We're going to go through quick as possible. Bella, if you do some bullshit at the end of this thing, I'm definitely not going to talk to you. All right?
Good one, Bella. Get a good one.
I'm just saying.
You ready?
Danielle,
bring it.
Danielle, you petty as fuck for this. I just want you to know you petty as fuck.
I love you too, Mojave. I love you too.
Yeah, all right. You petty as fuck. All right, I got you. And if y'all talk about this shit in the chat tomorrow, if y'all talk about it during a meeting tomorrow, I'm fucking hanging up.
Oh, we're going
don't
to talk
me.
About
I'm
it.
Up.
I'm going to call
I'm
you.
Hang up.
I got both your numbers. I'm going to call you.
Listen. I'm going to hang up. Anyway, ready, Lady A?
Yep.
The Honey Dripper 2.0, 3.0, Monazi Twa speed round begins now. Lady A.
Okay. Sensual dream. I dream dreams of sensual scenes, ignites desire of kings and queens. Touching skin warm and wet while men and women watch, Cosette. On the beach, under the sun, nudist gaze as we come undone. I dream dreams of sensual scenes nude in windows, silhouette seen, exposed, observed, lotus-engorged, orgasm without being explored. Even as I write this piece, breasts are firm, nipples cerise. I dream dreams of sensual scenes men adore, they beg for more. Play, good men, play in sync with me. Let me watch your creamy release. Glistening pearls my fingers cover apply to swollen lotus. Orgasm, another end poem.
Joe, the vocal mind. Sorry, go ahead.
Cabin by the lake. It was a week of relaxation away from the city. Gone were the sounds of sirens and screams. The stench of beggars and heavily perfumed leeches. She had to get away. She needed this break. She drove the familiar road every summer. Every summer was the same. She'd swim, bathe in the sun, share a laugh or two. Her only child was with her, plucking her nerves. It was his job. That's what he does. He could not see the loneliness in her. The absence of love gave her a pain so deep. He was too young to understand what desires lay deep within her soul. Night fell with a chilling cold. Her body was hot, burning with desire. She wished he would go to sleep. It was the crescent moon that night. Not a soul for miles, but chirps and croaks. Annoying mosquitoes tasted her more. No man to feel her need. Then she looked on her son. He finally laid his youthful mind to rest. Mom walked to her luggage and pulled out a pink teddy. She held it up to a figure, twisting left and right, tired of one-night stands and inebriated romance with minds that were never there. She touched herself, muffling her moans. She slowly disrobed. She stood naked, admiring what so many failed to see. The night sky would have that pleasure, arms up as the teddy draped her body. The sheer fabric allowed the peer of dark nipples, fuzzy slippers on her feet as she walked out into the night. Imaginary hands began to caress deep inside her wetness. She let go of the city, the pain, the stress. She let go of the cry so viral it silenced the woods. She began to walk blindly in the bush. Fantasies of the nightman filled her mind. A stray branch caught her garb, tearing it. "Please don't," she cried, as if being taken. Then another branch ripped her sheer garb. She never heard the radio broadcast to be on the lookout. She was caught up in the rapture of her own sensual needs. A small craft approached stealthily, hugging a tree line for cover. An escaped criminal who claimed his innocence was near her form. A snap branch led her eyes to his shadow, this ominous figure. He grabbed it quickly, having watched her nightly pleasures. He wanted in, but knew his claim of innocence would be for naught. "Silence," he said, "not a word, I won't harm you." Yet he looked upon her figure with wanting eyes. She fell back against the tree, held against her will, sweet pink flesh exposed in tattered shears, ready to be explored, ready to be had. He ran his calloused fingers through her hair. She turned her head to avoid his eyes, eyes that pierced her soul. Fear began to turn into want. She slowly opened her legs, inviting his touch. She gripped of this so often, and so often it was brutal. Watching her in trembling sweat, there was a gentleness in him. So much so, she placed his hand between her thighs and said, "Please don't." Once more, he read her desire. Deeper, his fingers went in, bringing waves of orgasmic relief. She grabbed his wrist, pushing down his hand. She wanted a brief escape, only to be caught again. She ran for a moment, only to lose one slipper and feign a fall. From behind, he grabbed her. She positioned herself for entry. He played his role well. His silent director held his scepter deep within. She came to his order as they played one final scene. His escape, what had only been fantasy, became real. She stumbled out of the woods, having been ravaged by a stranger. She eased back into the cabin, looking in on her son, praying she wouldn't have to explain. Thank God he was asleep. She gathered some food, even a little money, directing him to freedom. The sun rose quickly, as did her smile. Her son woke up shortly after. They played and swam in the cool waters of the lake. The city had taken its toll. She was taken in the night. The radio was on and an all-point bulletin was lifted. They had caught the man not 50 feet from the facility where he was being held. Was it all a dream? End poem.
Poetic.
I want to do more than just take samples. I want to collect that thing your soul holds dear, for example, morning, noon, and night. So much of you I want to delight. As a collector, I want to feel and taste each drop. As you come over and over again nonstop, I want my tongue and dick to smell like your pussy. As I rob and steal each orgasm from your pussy, I want to stimulate your biggest sex organ. So you know beyond a shadow of a doubt I can. I will make you wish and beg for me. I don't care if I broke into your glass house of cum, see? I'm the fucking collector. I want to indulge in each of your body's expression as I vector into this organism transmitting a brand new disease called your sexual soul pleasure. So please, let go of that orgasm you've been holding, because no one has brought you to that extreme fucking climax that's growing. As your collector, for this thievery session, I'm going to treat you like my porn star slut, building your heightened obsession, one that tells you it's safe to release with him. I like the lights on and not dim, because I want to see the pleasure screams written all over your damn face. You've entered the orgasm collector's place, where any and everything is acceptable, so I hope you like to be fucked filthily and unforgivably. because my collection plate is dry. And after my pulpit sermon, you'll understand why. I was created just for you in this moment. Now, since I'm fully aware that I'm robbing you of your most precious treasure, no need to make an atonement, because this will be the opportunity for you to be free. As of right now, you're my sex slave to be, to have, and to hold until death do us part with spasms. Now run me my fucking orgasm. That's that piece.
La Perla Negra.
He said he loves to leave his tongue inside me because my heartbeat echoes throughout his system, summoning passion from lifetimes ago. His mouth serenades my clit as he suckles and licks while having revelations of irresistible flavoring of sweet peach and dragon fruit. A vignette of my overflow like a stream of a revitalizing spring, and endless yet new. He rolls his tongue around inside me, seeking an indigenous heaven, detonating spiritual warmth that's ever blooming as I spread my legs wider, exposing my clit more. His time now mare invokes the shaman of our secret skin ceremony, sanctifying the unifying, voracious lust of our passion's divine vindication. He calls me his poetess goddess of sacred sweetness, and he is my muse of savage seduction. That's that piece.
King Kai.
I want to love you, PYT, pretty young thing. You need some loving, TLC, till in love you can. I'll shake you then. I know why the cage pussy pops. Seeing the way your back arches when I give you the inside the fancy. Imprinting the extension of a joyous union when I'm gone, you yearn for me to return and fill you in ways nobody has ever done. I'll tickle your soul so you can bear fruit. And it's crazy how you call my fingers global warming. Every time I touch your skin, you melt into the palm of my hand all year round. Hoping to return from melted butter, your body a river gently flowing uphill through curves and bumps. Excuse me. You're the most beautiful flower to ever exist. You're among the stars. There was one time where I thought sex could get me to my manhood until I met you. See, when I touched you, my soul screamed to me, let me loose. For once I obliged to taste your energy that overfloweth in my mouth. All you ladies, pop your all you ladies, pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop. Don't you miss my fine ass, my Willy Wonka once in a lifetime chocolate bar, dribbling your soul, massaging the pieces you see in me that you wish filled you. I bet you remember me dabbing my fingers in your honey, playing piano, making Debussy sing a waterfall symphony. But you must wait for your time to come and enjoy the way I release you of your chains. For your hands want to be locked around my back, calling your name into my bark, so my elephant tree of life remembers all the times we went through osmosis. June is just around the corner, so just wait for your specific rim. It will be monsoon season, showering you with a cloudy chance of dick in this future weather forecast. It's 10 p.m., a perfect time to meet on June 10th so I can stroke the past into our present, freeing your enslaved mind to touching universes beginning at the start. This is our big bang, but you know, you have to wait for me to tell you to come, for me to give you the time where you can get what you want. I'm daddy, and best believe when my mammoth of a cock runs amok on your ice age land, because we both can tell it's been a while since I broke your back. Made your desert an oasis, tasting when my banana splits your sundae into an ice cream delight. Before I take you to the candy shop, give you a taste of all I got, I'm trying to slip and slide in between your thighs when my tongue slithers its way into your Garden of Eden. To snatch a bite of your sweet Granny Smith apple, I swear it's been so long since you felt me swimming in your spiritual oasis. Peace.
Songbird.
See your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. I catch that thrust, give it right back to you. You grab my locks, arch my back high for you. arch my back high for you. Empty me of my squirting reservoir. Lay me on your bed throne where the only thing that needs protection is the mattress. Devour me between splashes. Yes, you can just put the head in and out and again, because with each thrust of luscious girth, my G-spot yearns for more. And you know just how to make me beg for more as I draw you in deeper with my pompour. See, you're in so deep, I'm breathing for you. Your diesel engine got me squirting that oil down on the bed and into your gourd. You give me more and more. Pressure building, you're growing, we're moaning. You can't hold back any longer. But tonight I need you to put in overtime. So let's switch positions. Let me fellate you. Because I love watching your eyes roll back and your toes curl as your moans go from melodic softness to octaves above. And when you're on the edge and so engorged, see I flip shit, quick slip, hip dip, and I'm twisted in your hands and your lips and your tongue tricks. See you're so thick, you're so thick, and you're so ready to blast off. So let's lift off in tandem tantric rhythm. Satiated and drained. Let's rest. So we'll get ready for refill. And that's that piece.
Just VIP.
I think of sex all the time. How I come getting slick like slime. Tweak my heels until they're hard. Ready for the D at a moment's notice. Oh, yes, I'm going to work it as he works me. I love to be down on my knees, sucking him, looking up to see his eyes. I love cum. It's my pride. From meeting the thick, it's all good. I crave for dick. Give me a good pounding. You'll have me sounding, maybe begging for more. I keep it like candy because I'm constantly randy. You know you want my slick hole. I'm the bandit. I'll steal your soul. Sex is like a drug to me. Never the same. I don't want it to be. Take me doggy, missionary cowboy. I want it all the time. Sex is just that good. It has the rhythm and the rhyme. You sure you can hang and hack the mind of me, a nymphomaniac? In peace.
Lady Siren.
I don't have another piece. Thank you.
Beat City.
Somebody's unmuting.
Yeah. So, if you're in the tub, please mute yourself. If you're in the tub, please mute yourself. Beat City.
You look like big tongue energy. So I'm going to need you to do me a favor. Use it in me to grab that mustard seed of faith I planted between my two lips. Can you pull an appetizer through the eye of my needle? I'm too shy. So I have to ask, can you stick it out for me? I need a visual before I let you see it. Before I let you use it on my swollen dimple, you all soup cooler tongue side, I bet you can lick while you slurp. Lap up what your licks turn up. Fall out of my socket to me pocket. You make me pulsate in places I never had my pulse checked yet. When my cat gets cold, throw her a tongue coat. Cuddle her, get it all comfortable underneath your throw rug. Put pressure on it. As long as you can control my shaking thighs. When they act like this meal's over, palm them real tight. Push them open wide, wider, wider. Use the tip to split my slit open like bananas. Add rice stream till I scream. Don't stop till my shape pops. Make sure she floats away. Your tongue looks like it weightless pounds of cum. Come guzzle down my cocoa rum. With that stick mounted by stickiness, blow me shotguns of what you've been piping on. Pour shots my juicy peach. Pour me shots of my juicy peach schnapps. What's that? It tastes as if my flavor has penetrated your pores. That way your face planted in me makes me plant-based cleanse softness of your palate in my yin dominance. Is that yang of yours a twin or a star constellation? Explorer of black holes tasting where no man has gone before. From this angle, it looks to me like you got Big Dipper energy. Envy.
Okay, we're going to go to the big boss man, the man with the plan, the person who's responsible for all this, here at Epiphany Radio Universe, home to the Honey Drippers, Flyspeak, War Council, the Hidden Radio Show, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Big Larry Midex, a.k.a. For Real the Poet.
Make me.
For real.
I did you. What it do, Broski? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, we're just going to let you go.
I'm
just
going in. Baby, baby. Make me. I dare you to make me. Make me say it. Make me swear, tongue in air, whisper how you want it done, my dear. Make me cuss because I can't stand no more of this. Ooh, make me. Make me say it. You know what I want. Make me want it. Tie me down, tease me till my back hunches. Jump on top. Hold me in both hands. Make this throbbing stop. Make me. Make me say it. Make me feel ashamed. Softly violate my fingertips slowly traced, glistening, swollen veins make me want to break these chains. Every muscle erect, flexing, head pulsating, mind wandering, back arch straining, anticipating your lips on my. Did you just blow it a kiss? Shit, miss poet. My pen just exploded, or at least it felt like it. Ink. Heated hot and boiling, turned up for what? Turn over, miss. Passionate. Nice and wet, tossed fruit salad. Smorgasbord, all you can eat, lick. Sweet, sweet, sweat. Tiny, sensual droplets. Make me. Make me say it. I hear you begging. Legs flexed, back arched, head swaying, lips fully swollen. Pulsating. Pulsations. Make me. Make me go deeper, deeper. Bodies move to one rhythm, one pace. Arms, limbs entwined, fingers mingled, toes cramped, shiver, shimmy, shake. All sense of control breaks, camp in search of escape. Lust, heated, senseless, making us, unchain me. Give me back the key. Then let's do it again. Make me say it. Speechless. More of my tongue and more of your peaches. All I can say is, mouthful of her pineapples juice. Yet she wants me to say her name. Make me say it. Make me. For real and peace.
What? God damn. You sure know how to end a piece. Listen, that was fucking amazing. And not only was it amazing, but you went in completely. I'm opening up everybody's mics because we only got 6 minutes left. We're going to talk about
thank
it.
You, bro.
Let's just talk about this evening. Yeah, thank you.
Thank
last
you.
Night. Dope shit. Dope shit. Really, really dope shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
no.
He's my brother.
Yo, for real,
thanks,
like
bro.
You went in.
Thanks,
you went in
I try.
Wait,
you know I try, man.
Janice,
you know, be sappy. You know I'm sappy.
Yeah, we know. We know. We get into sappy. I know Dave's on here somewhere. Is Dave on here? No, I don't know if he's here. But listen, fucking amazing shit, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, it's been a night of all nights. I want to thank everybody who came out this evening. We had a lot of Honey Dripper virgins come through, and we ended the night right with the Boss Man on the For Real Entertainment Network here at the PPA Radio Universe. Dope shit. But then, hey, let's do the rundown. Van, let's do the rundown for the week. So, Van Meadows, what's happening in the week?
Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Love Zone with your host, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra, and guest hosting, Mr. Metaphoria. Thursday night is a get down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Murder, She Wrote, Breathe Easy. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all, La Perla La Negra, essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday for a lovely edition of one of my hobby shows. You got so many.
It's War Council. No.
See,
no, it's not
can't
War
even
Council.
Keep
War
up.
Council. No,
he
I can't
even
keep
up.
I can't keep up. No, next week is special show. It's not Fly Speak Open Mic. It's Thick, a celebration of body positivity and curves through poetry. That's what we're doing next week.
Nice.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Nice.
So all you poets that want to celebrate full-figured beauty and body positivity and curves, this is the place to do it. We have some amazing poets coming through. One of my features is Thundercat. Kind of know who that is. And I'm going to start doing all this stuff this week, everything else. And then the week after is War Council. And then third week is Marvel versus DC, you know, because we got to have at it because of all the stuff that's been happening lately, you know. Snyder Cut and all that crazy stuff. And then I forgot what else we're doing. I don't know. It's Father Tuesday. Well, never mind. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, how did y'all feel about this evening? We have like a couple minutes to talk about it.
You what good, Javi?
Angel Kim. They got me. They got me. Well, first of all, B-City, I ain't even talking to you. I'm not talking to you, B-City. You get me. Matter of fact, hold on. Shout out. Wait. We got to give a special shout out. Let me make sure that I need the mic. I'll make sure I got you. Right. Tila Shaw, are you there? I may not have the right one. Do I have the right one? I don't know. Hold on.
I have one. No, baby.
All right, Tila Shaw, are you there?
Sticky fingers.
Yeah, I got it. All right, so special shout-out to Tila Shaw, a.k.a. Dane Devereaux, for rocking the page and putting stuff and rocking out. Can we get a round of applause? Real round of applause.
Yeah. Yeah. We do that, girl.
Yeah.
For real, rocking the page.
Awesome promoter.
Yes.
Awesome, but also the playlist for this is absolutely stupid.
Oh, yes,
stupid.
Girl. Yes.
And
yes.
I had to load everything the hell up. This is keeping, this is going in, and so I had to do it the long way, as Van had showed me. We had to, and I got it in, and I played some of that music tonight, and it was happening off the playlist. So check out the playlist for the Honey Dripper playlist for everybody who's listening. There's a Honey Dripper playlist will be available before you check the event page. You can go get yourself some good music to be in the mood for everything else. Special shout out. Thank you to Tila Shaw. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. You're fucking dope. But everybody else, how did y'all feel? How did y'all feel about the show? How did you feel?
Yo,
I mean, other than the fact that they got – yo, just because you got me, you got bad – how you get Bella to do fucking erotic poetry? I have no fucking idea.
Listen,
and y'all really fucked my mind up.
To her, I already knew because I talked to her.
That's some bullshit, yo. That's some real bullshit. Yo, for real. Did you know that they got me? Were you in on this shit too?
No,
I heard the end results of that. I heard you all flustered and everything, and and lathered up and everything like that. I didn't know what was going on.
I was not lathered up.
Fella's tone lashing. You was lathered up though, bro. I was aware of Bella's tone lashing. She got me a week before you, bro. Yeah. She got me a week before you.
Oh, she got
me. Had the nerve to ask me, could I hang? Yeah, she
did.
She's
nasty.
You
gotta listen. You gotta listen to her words.
Yes, indeed.
She's been spitting like lyrics, like just out of this world. And then with the accent and her piece, it just that's what got you. Both the combination of the two, and then that's what you got. See,
I just wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for the misting. The misting fucked me up. The misting fucked me up. That's what caught me. I was not prepared.
She said it was gonna be good. She said it was a good one too. She gave
and then you set it up. You set up. Thank you, Danielle. You set up. Thank you for setting it up. Thank you for doing that. Anyway,
he's a troublemaker.
Just starting shit. Just fucking people. She's like, yeah, I'm gonna get you. I'm like, all right, I got you. All right, good shit. Good shit. You got me. yeah, whatever. Not funny. Fucking, this is some bullshit, I swear. Anyway, listen, I thank all y'all for coming out. I thank all y'all for rocking and doing everything else needs to happen. This has been an amazing show. Thank y'all. Thank you to all the people that first time. Thank you to all the honey drippers that came through and rocked out and stuck with us. Thank you for everybody who rocked. Songbird, you're incredible. Kai, you know how I feel about your writing. The Pearl of Nigger, you're on some bullshit. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, thank you for coming, Kim. Angel Kim, thank you. I appreciate you. Lady Siren, we rocking. Everything else. Beat City, I got track shoes. Half track shoes will run. You not bewitch me no more.
No,
and
good.
Stop talking to me when I bring you in. You fucking people up. Stop it. Anyway, Lady A, thank you for coming through. I'm mad at y'all.
LaPerre,
thank you.
I feel vindicated. He always talking shit about me. So thank you, LaPerre.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
No, because you do it on purpose. You both do it on purpose.
You call us in.
Terrible.
You're the one opening the door, giving
you
out
so,
tickets and telling everybody, come on
you
in
so
here and
easy.
Do your
thing. You be like,
so
you forgot to play with
now
my
you
ball.
Call me easy. Oh, that's
yeah,
easy.
You be like, I forgot to play with my balls, and so you be getting
that.
You know what? The ain't shitness is so high right now. It's just mountain peak ancientness right now. Mountain peak. Damn you all. God damn it. Okay. Listen, I got to go. It's been lovely. I got to go. Good night. Love y'all. Talk to y'all later. Some of y'all.
Love you.
All right.
Later.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Good night.